So you do have some differences here. The person who can't talk because of his cold, he might be very...
Hoarse.
Hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And this is a... that's a what?
Cough.
And you put some medicine by the child's bedside. You come back a little later and you... medicine's still there and you say, well, haven't you...
taken your medicine? Or didn't you take your medicine?
And a person who can't hear a thing is stone...
deaf. Do you agree with me on that?
What was it again?
Deaf.
Deaf.
I have some cousins who say deaf. Mm-hmm. I just wondered, I didn't know how Alden said that.
Mm-hmm. If I went out in the field and worked and my shirt got all wet, you might say that yesterday, quite a bit. I
perspired.
We say sweat, don't we, Dad?
Yeah. We really say perspired.
I sweat a lot. I don't think we ever say sweated.
Yesterday I sweated a lot.
Back to that medicine again. You went back to the medicine stand and it wasn't there. You might suspect that he put the medicine there, come back 10 minutes later and it's gone. You might suspect that the child...
swallowed it.
Or...
took it. Took the medicine.
Some people say he'd taken it. Now, this is a little awkward to talk about. There's an infected place. Let's say it's on your neck. You might call it a boil.
Carbuncle.
Is that the same thing?
Oh, well, I believe the carbuncle is more serious.
And what's inside the boil?
Pus. Or matter. We used to call it matter.
Matter's the older one. Okay. And a man gets shot. He goes to the doctor to dress his...
wound.
And sometimes if the flesh doesn't heal properly, you develop some other kind of flesh.
Proud flesh.
And if somebody dies, you may immediately wonder what... you want to know why he died, and you wonder, I wonder what he...
what was the matter, or what caused it?
What caused his death.
Or you might say to somebody else, I wonder what he...
had.
Or...
died from.
Died from. Would you say died from? What did he die from?
Yes, definitely.
The place where they bury people is the...
Cemetery. I know better, but that's the way we say it anyway.
Is there another way to say it?
Cemetery, I think.
Cemetery?
Yes. Put the accent on the... on
oh,
the
that's
first.
Very British, isn't it? Cemetery.
I don't know which it is. I just know that...
Well, everybody I know says cemetery.
I see. Uh-huh.
I think you're in good company here.
Uh-huh. I see.
Any other word for that that you use?
Graveyard.
We used to...
older?
Yes, older.
And sorry, we're talking the same time.
No, that's okay. As long as I'm not after pronunciation, it makes a little bit of difference. Burying ground be an older one, too, would you say? Burying ground? Or would you ever use that? Probably not. Doesn't seem to ring any bells. Before they bury the person, they put him in a...
coffin, they used to say. We say casket now.
And you'd say...
coffin.
And...
casket.
And it used to be that ladies, when somebody died, ladies would dress in black because they were in...
mourning.
Mourning.
And the child is ill and the doctor tells the mother, everything will be okay, don't...
don't be afraid.
Or don't...
be alarmed.
Don't worry.
That's the one I was after. Sorry.
Worry.
And if you have aches in your joints, you might think you have a case of maybe arthritis, but maybe it's...
rheumatism.
Then you might say that, referring to this rheumatism,